Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Facebook is working with advertisers to target the highest spending customers.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Wall Street Journal says Facebook is launching new tools to help advertisers serve ads to people most likely to buy their products. The tools are algorithms that blend marketers' purchasing data with Facebook's data on its 1.9 billion users. Joining us from London is Wall Street Journal reporter Lara O'Reilly. Lara, Facebook already has tools that use advertisers' purchasing data so they can measure whether the ads on Facebook are leading to sales. What is the difference between those and the new tools which are being rolled out?
So these new tools let advertisers optimize their campaigns in the moment when a campaign's already running, rather than looking back. And it's all about finding their highest value customers. So beforehand, you were waiting post-campaign for the data, and then you were tweaking things for the next time without really knowing whether you were targeting the people most likely to spend the most money on your products.
So explain specifically what advertisers and Facebook stand to gain with these new tools.
So for advertisers, the new tools should eliminate what we call in the industry wastage in the ad industry. Because serving ads to people who aren't in your target audience that are never likely to want to engage with your brand is pretty wasteful. So hopefully these tools should help advertisers fine-tune their ad campaigns on Facebook so they're more likely to drive sales. On Facebook's side, this could potentially be a big win. They described it to me as a priority product, which means it's the kind of thing they might talk about in earnings calls. If Facebook can prove it's driving sales, then advertisers are more likely to spend more money on Facebook. So it wants to be able to prove it's a cost of sale, marketing on Facebook, rather than a marketing expense.
Okay, there are two new tools from Facebook, and they're free for marketers. Why don't you describe both of them?
Okay, so first up, we've got value optimization. So that uses a retailer's purchase list. Most online retailers will have a kind of purchase ledger where they can look back and see who bought what over a certain period. That's all estimate how much money a person might spend in their store over 7 days. And then the tool kind of adjusts the advertiser's campaign to send ads to the people it thinks are most likely to spend the most money. The second one is actually an add-on to an existing tool called Lookalike Audiences, which if you're a Facebook advertiser, you can log on to a thing called Ads Manager. And basically Lookalike Audiences has been around for about 4 years now, and it finds people on Facebook who display kind of similar traits to your existing customers. So they look like them. So this add-on is called Value-Based Lookalikes, and as you know, the name might suggest, it finds the Facebook users that have the similar traits to those who are most likely to make a purchase after seeing one of your ads.
I'm speaking with Lara O'Reilly of the Wall Street Journal. She's joining us from London, and you're listening to Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Lara, isn't Facebook doing this in large part to boost its ad revenue growth?
Facebook's certainly doing this to boost its ad revenue growth, and it's a clever thing to be doing. Facebook has some really impressive algorithms at play that try to work out who's going to be the right person to serve an ad to at the right time. And this is the first time that we've seen Facebook optimize towards value. So you can usually optimize towards things like clicks. You can set up your campaign because you want to drive so many clicks to your website, or you want to drive app installs or certain other objectives. But driving towards value is something that not many people have done. Google is moving towards it, but I don't think it's quite there yet. So Facebook actually driving towards the people that are most likely to spend money is certainly an attempt to score some more revenue from advertisers.
Joining us from London, Wall Street Journal reporter Lara O'Reilly. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.